Health Radio FM. I'm your host, Tammy Lynn McNabb. Today I have Hannah Tinney of Essential Health and Natural Wellness Center. She is a registered massage therapist. And our topic of conversation is the dreaded constipation. Now, it's something that we some of us suffer from, maybe lots of us do, but I know that none of us talk about it. So today, Hannah is brave enough to talk about constipation. Thanks for coming today, Hannah.
Great, thank you so much. So yeah, constipation is something that not a lot of people like to talk about, but everyone has it. It seems like nowadays with a lot of medications that are out, the huge side effects are constipation. There's actually a lot of ways you can have it. The most common ones are stress that can affect it. If you're not exercising enough or not having a lot of water, those ones are the most the most common types that I see that come into the clinic. One of them would also be a postural imbalance. So if you're working at a desk and you're slouching all day, that can really affect the motility of your gastrointestinal tract. So with massage therapy, I do one of two things. First of all, I treat it, and I can tell you a bit more about that in a minute.
So do people actually come to you and say, I'm constipated, I'm going to see a massage therapist? Like, I don't see the relationship. Do you get people to come in for that specific reason?
Not very often. Once in a while, I might. Normally, it comes up while I'm getting their history. I ask them, how is your health? And they'll say, well, actually, I don't have a bowel movement for maybe once a week or maybe once every couple of days. And that usually gives me a red flag. So as I'm treating them, I actually bring it up. I say, you know what? I can help with that. I can treat that. And it blows their mind. They have no idea that massage therapy can even do anything like that. Usually when people think an internal problem, they go straight to medications. And there's a lot of natural ways to help constipation, and massage therapy is one of them. So I guess what I do for treatment-wise is I try and mimic the peristalsic movement. So when someone's lying down, I just treat their stomach in a way that kind of it's similar to the peristalsic movement.
Can you define what that is so we know?
Okay. Basically, the large intestine kind of works around in sort of circles. So I basically do this kneading technique that circles around and around and around, all the way around around the system of the large intestine. That helps to move any sort of movements. It mimics it, and it really stimulates the muscles that are within your large intestine. With that, it's also increasing blood flow. Whenever you do massage, you're increasing local circulation, and even that can really activate a lot of those muscles and stimulate them to work, bringing any sort of circulation. Also, what I do as an indirect way of treating constipation is treating the diaphragm. A lot of people don't really realize that the diaphragm has anything to do with it, but on an average person, when you're breathing, the diaphragm expands and it gets bigger, and usually that expansion presses down into the large intestine and allows for more movement. It kind of pushes things along, and then it retracts as you breathe, and then it goes back out again. And that in and out movement of the diaphragm helps to move the bowels along. And so when your diaphragm isn't working that well, usually it's from poor posture. If you're slouching all day, the diaphragm's really restricted, and if it can't expand, then you're not getting that movement. And usually it adaptively shortens. Like a lot of muscles in the body, if you're in a posture for long enough, if it's shortened for long enough, it likes to stay like that, and it'll adapt to that. So the diaphragm will shorten over time, and then you won't get that expansion and retraction that you need. So as well as treating the large intestine, I'll also treat the diaphragm, and I'll release it as well. So it can fully expand, and all of a sudden you can breathe deeper.
How do you release it?
Well, I release it fascially. I'm not sure how much people know about fascia, but it has some attachments on the upper borders of your ribs above your belly button. And what I like to do is sort of give it a stretch. I stretch it at those attachments so it can really let go. I can't treat the belly of the muscle since it is quite deep, but all the attachments along the ribs, that's where I really focus my treatments.
Interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, after I treat it, I usually give a lot of people tips to do their own sort of steps at home. Not a lot of people like to see someone for constipation because it can be embarrassing. So some tips that I give people are to use what I call hydrotherapy, so using something cold or hot. In this case, cold. Usually when you think of heat, you put something warm on a tight muscle. It brings circulation to it. It stimulates it. Now, when you put heat on your stomach, it works the opposite way. When you put heat over top of your large intestine, it brings the circulation out from your intestines and up towards the surface. So it actually decreases the motility. So if you're having constipation, I wouldn't suggest putting something warm, but actually putting something cold on it. Doesn't have to be freezing, but at least 10 degrees cooler will make a difference.
Which is the exact opposite of what you would think, because when you have a tummy ache or when you're constipated or when a child's constipated, we give them a warm hot water bottle. And so you're saying that this is not what we should be doing.
No, yeah, using something cold. What happens if you put something cold over your stomach? It shunts the blood down. The blood constricts at the surface, so the blood goes down into the large intestine, and then it really stimulates. It gives it a lot of blood circulation, gives it more blood flow, more nutrients, and it gets it going. So I would suggest doing it any time of day. The morning, for some reason, people have been suggesting is the best as soon as you wake up to put something cool on your abdomen to really stimulate it and get it going in the morning. I can also do it here. Well, it can be to a maximum of about 10 minutes. What's neat about cold is that after you've taken the whatever you're using, a cold compress or a cloth, as soon as you take it off, the effects sort of last for about 45 minutes. So even if you do it for 10 minutes and put it away, it'll still be working for another hour, and then you can come back and do it again two or three times. If you do it once a day, that'll usually be enough to stimulate it. And of course, drink a lot of water and get enough exercise, and that'll help it as well.
So 5 top tips on being more regular and not necessarily having to come to see you would be some of the obvious, some of the not so obvious, or what?
Yeah, so the first obvious one is to exercise. Exercise as much as you can every day. Get your whole system going, get your blood pumping, and then drinking lots of water as you do so. A ton of fluids will really help you move things along. Of course, getting enough fiber in your diet. I can also teach people to go at home and do their own massage therapy techniques. I can show them this is how you do it, so they can go home and do it themselves rather than having to go spend the money and see someone like me. They can go do it at home. And then with the cold as well, using something cold on their stomach will help it.
Well, you make constipation less of a scary word. So thank you so much, Hannah, for talking to us today about constipation and ways to alleviate it when you see, believe it or not, a registered massage therapist. Thank you again, Hannah. I'm Tammy Lee McNabb, and if you wanted to see more about Hannah and the work that she does, you can visit her at www.drcobi.com.